Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And what a great day to say hip, hip, hooray. Stock market up over 300 points. That's a good thing. And congressional leaders have announced another last-minute deal to prevent the shutting down of the federal government. This is a real achievement, maybe. President Trump also is talking about coming up with the bond money at the last minute, the bond money to keep him from further kinds of legal problems, with the legal problems spouting everywhere. Meanwhile, the first White House official to begin serving a prison sentence in connection to the events of January 6th, there is now a White House official, Peter Navarro, who is on his way directly today to jail. We will get to that. We will also get to the situation in Germany, where the Germans had felt very confident, very secure about shutting down any repeat of Nazism. But according to many press sources, including press sources in Germany, that is no longer true. The Alternatives for Deutschland, the Alternatives for Germany party, is now ranked second, with particular support from the former East Germany. We will get to that coming up on the Michael Medved Show. Dr. Richard Haass, who had a powerful and very substantial piece in the Wall Street Journal over the weekend, before the piece appeared, he talked about it with us, and that conversation, which is fascinating and occasionally a little contentious. It's the column he wrote, it was called The War That Israel Could Have Fought. That is posted now in its podcast version on our Substack. That is michaelmedved.substack.com. Here is the CBS report from literally just moments ago on the government shutdown situation. Listen.
They finally did, and even though there may be only 3 or 4 months left in the fiscal calendar, at least this will clear all of those agencies, including the Department of Homeland Security, through the end of this coming September. As you see there, a statement from President Biden saying we have come to an agreement with congressional leaders on a path forward for the funding bills. The House and Senate are now working to finalize a package that can quickly be brought to the floor. So that really is the last part of this puzzle, is we're just kind of waiting on that legislative text. And keep in mind, CBS News reported last night that we did know that this deal and this agreement was in place. Again, it's just a matter of kind of getting that text onto paper, because as you know, particularly in the House, they have a 72-hour rule where any legislation needs that 72-hour window to be reviewed. So even if we see text, for instance, tomorrow, you know, that's going to push lawmakers potentially into the weekend in terms of trying to finalize a deal. As you see there, Speaker Mike Johnson also noting that the relative committees have begun drafting bill text that will be prepared for release. So again, from what I've been told, we're hoping that that could come as soon as tomorrow. Some are hoping as soon as today, although tomorrow, again, may seem more likely. Again, we'll have to see how quickly they can get pen to pad to try to move this deal forward.
Okay, a GOP leadership aide told CNN last night that the congressional negotiators had reached an agreement on funding for the Department of Homeland Security at a time when security at the southern border has become a central issue in the 2024 campaign. Funding for the agency had become a major obstacle. Congress has until 11:59 p.m., that's a minute before midnight, Eastern Time, on Friday, to pass the deal. And getting through both houses of Congress is expected to take days. Mike Johnson, a Louisiana Republican, will likely need many Democratic votes to pass the legislation, as the far right wing of the Republican conference have been pushing against the bill, because they would prefer, as a political gesture, some kind of government shutdown. In the Democratic-controlled Senate, any one member of the narrowly divided chamber can slow down the process, pushing the federal government past its deadline. House and Senate committees have been drafting bill text to be prepared for release in consideration by the full House and Senate as soon as possible, Speaker Johnson announced. Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries added, in the next few days, upon completion of the drafting process, Congress will review and consider the appropriations package in order to fund the government and meet the needs of hardworking American taxpayers. The leaders of the Senate, Democrat Chuck Schumer, and for a few months more, Mitch McConnell, also released statements supporting the agreement. In his own statement, President Joe Biden welcomed news of the deal. And meanwhile, minutes ago, Trump was speaking in Palm Beach, and he was seen with a woman we very rarely see, and that he barely really sees. That would be Melania Trump. And he was asked about the bond money that he has to come up with at the last minute. Here is what President Trump had to say.
I built a great company, one of the greatest companies anywhere in the country, especially when it comes to real estate. I have some of the greatest assets in the world. And this is a rigged trial. This was a rigged trial by a crooked judge and a crooked attorney general. And we're fighting it out with them. We have a lot of cash and we have a great company, but they want to take it away, or at least take the cash element away. Billions of dollars in value, billions of dollars in properties, but they'd like to take the cash away so I can't use it on the campaign. And this is just a corrupt group of people. It's election interference, and we'll see how the courts rule on it. And I'll be guided by the courts.
Okay, and then his assessment of Joe Biden.
We're going to get the criminals out of our country right away. Our country is being invaded, and many of these people are criminals. They're criminals. How can anybody do this? There's never been a president that's done such harm to a country as this president has done to our country. He's the worst president we've ever had, and I'm looking forward to November 5th.
Okay, idea that he is calling people criminals who are coming into the country, despite the fact that his own border security personnel, when asked, have certified that the great majority of the people who have entered the country illegally are destitute families. They are not individuals. They are not people released from mental institutions or released from prisons and the worst prisoners in the world. Look, it's one of those things where I have a new piece that is coming out about President Trump calling the unauthorized immigrants animals and not people. He was asked about this by Howard Kurtz and on Fox. And he said, no, I don't consider them people. They're not people in my regard. And what happened to the idea that all people are children of God? The absolute immunity case is still pending as well. We will get to that coming up on the Michael Medved Show.
built just when you thought it couldn't get any better. MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. And more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
The Michael Medved Show. Jeremy, we have that clip of President Trump. Yeah, good. President Trump has made a comment on, not on Asa Hutchinson, who announced today that he was not going to be endorsing or voting for Donald Trump for President of the United States. Far more significant, his former Vice President, Mike Pence, had made that announcement on Friday, And here, President Trump speaking to reporters at Palm Beach, Florida. He's with Melania, by the way. He was asked about Mike Pence, and he was fairly direct about the decision by the former vice president not to support Donald Trump for president of the United States. Listen.
Oh, I couldn't care less. I couldn't care less. We need patriots. We need strong people in our country. Our country's going downhill very fast, very rapidly. Millions of people coming across the border, coming from jails, from prisons, coming from mental institutions and insane asylums, terrorists. We need strong people in this country.
Okay, so we need strong people, and the implication being that Mike Pence, not a strong person. Former President Trump told the Supreme Court he should be granted absolute immunity for his effort to overturn the 2020 election, saying that a ruling against him would incapacitate every future president. Trump's legal team filed a brief outlining their legal arguments ahead of oral arguments in the case, which are scheduled more than a month from now, on April 25th, saying Trump should enjoy absolute immunity. These are the arguments made by the Trump team for any official acts he undertook as president. The key question is, was trying to overturn an election an official act? Or was it a political, private sector act that had nothing to do with his government responsibilities? The president cannot function and the presidency itself cannot retain its vital independence if the president faces criminal prosecution for official acts once he leaves office. Would the fact that some of these acts may have been illegal, would that make them less plausible as official acts? We will obviously all find out more about that. Meanwhile, there was a Jimmy Kimmel Show feature that included some correspondents who came to the Trump rally. I believe it was the rally that took place in Dayton, Ohio, where President Trump said so many remarkable things, including making that bloodbath comment about what he expected was going to happen to the auto industry, he said, but he actually said it's going to happen to the whole country. The Jimmy Kimmel Show correspondent went around, spoke to the crowd, and asked some basic questions about America. It sounded like this. Listen.
So we went to the people to find out just how patriotic these patriots are. We sent a crew to a Trump rally in South Carolina to give those gathered there a simple citizenship test, the same ones immigrants are required to take to get citizenship. And this is what happens when the citizenship hits the fan.
We're all here today asking real Americans if they could pass the citizenship test. Do you think you could do it?
Sure.
Maybe.
Easily.
Number one, what is the supreme law of the land?
No.
Guns, liberty, and justice.
I have no idea.
We might fail a citizenship.
Good question. Well, I can answer that one right now.
How many amendments does the Constitution have?
32.
32?
10?
No. I don't know.
20-something, I think. Maybe 13. I'm not really sure on that. I worry about number one and number two.
What are the first three words of the Constitution?
In God we trust.
Okay, so that's four.
Life, liberty, and happiness. Is that...
No, it's we the people.
That guy said it walking past. You heard you cheated.
Yeah.
You cheated like Joe Biden.
Yeah. Joe Biden.
Again, this is always a public service. And there is also comments about the President Trump's situation trying to get the bond money so that he can have time for his appeal. And the appeals are proceeding. But the bond money has been unavailable. Nobody wants to give President Trump bond money because the chance is very real, given the nature of the crimes that he is facing, that the money wouldn't come back to you. Michael Cohen, his former personal attorney, made an interesting point about that prospective bond money. This is clip 8.
Mark Levin, the Fox host, tweeted just a few moments ago and said, asked, why are there no Republican multi-billionaires offering to lend President Trump the funds to file his appeal in the outrageous case in New York State? Are none of them liquid enough to help or join with others to help? This is an outrage.
Yeah, well, good for Mark. He should be the first one to start donating to Donald's fund. And who knows? The real problem that we as Americans need to be watching is where the money, if at all, comes from. Is it going to come from Qatar? Is it going to come from Saudi Arabia? Could it come through some back channel oligarch from Russia? If, in fact, that happens, just think about the danger that Donald Trump is putting America and our national security at risk. He will now be indebted to a foreign entity. And as a potential president of the United States, imagine if, God forbid, a million times that he wins. Imagine the indebtedness that he will have to a foreign entity over the benefit and the needs of America.
Do you think that should be a very real concern?
It should be a real concern to every American who's going to be voting come November.
That was Michael Cohen, President Trump's former attorney. There's more about the return of Nazism to Germany, and also the ongoing oral arguments before the Supreme Court having to do with free speech and censorship and government involvement with correcting misinformation. Is that appropriate, or is that a violation of the First Amendment? We will get to that and much more coming up right here on the Medved Show.
To see, we're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Negotiations for a temporary ceasefire between Israel and Hamas are ongoing, according to White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
We are working 24/7, leaning in, trying to make sure that we get that hostage deal so that we have a temporary ceasefire so that we can get that all-important aid into Gaza.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken scheduled to visit Saudi Arabia and Egypt this week as part of diplomatic efforts. Peter Navarro, a former advisor to Donald Trump, has turned himself in to begin his four-month prison term at a Miami facility Tuesday. Navarro found guilty of contempt of Congress last year. The FBI reports a continued decline in crime rates across the U.S. Recent data for the fourth quarter of 2023 indicates a 6% decrease in reported violent crime compared to the previous year. John Schaefer, USA News.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And today was a big day for Peter Navarro, a former White House aide who is going to prison. I believe his term is 4 months. I think he may get out a few days earlier. That's not to minimize it. I mean, I'm sure it's a very unpleasant interlude. It's not like spending some time in Palm Springs or at a European resort or Mar-a-Lago for that matter. But here was Peter Navarro on his way to the Hoosgow.
Hey, the justice system, such as it is, will have done a crippling blow to the constitutional separation of powers and executive privilege. Every person who has taken me on this road to that prison is a friggin' Democrat and a Trump hater.
Okay, wait. Haven't the people who are taking him to that prison because of his role on January 6th, he's the first White House official to actually be convicted and sent to prison for a role. Aren't the associates who instructed him what to do, who prevented him from testifying to the Senate and the House of Representatives, testifying to congressional groups about his role? The New York Times reports that Peter Navarro, a trade advisor to former President Trump, reported to federal prison in Miami today, becoming the first senior Trump administration official to serve time over his role in the effort to subvert the results of the 2020 election. Mr. Navarro, 74, he helped engineer Mr. Trump's plans to stay in power after his electoral defeat in November 2020. And was sentenced to 4 months in prison in January for contempt of Congress after defying a subpoena from the House Select Committee investigating the January 6th riot. That's what President Trump calls the House Unselect Committee. That was Benny Thompson, you may remember, and Liz Cheney.
at a hastily organized news conference shortly before he was set to check into the Federal Correctional Institution in Miami, a low-security prison next to the Miami-Dade Zoo. So that's fun. Mr. Navarro reprised familiar denunciations of the Justice Department and the Biden administration, of course. Speaking in the parking lot of a commercial plaza flanked by a pizza store and a pawn shop, he cast blame on the federal trial judge in the case, as well as Mr. Biden and a long list of politicians he said were motivated by their status as Trump haters. Yes, and meanwhile, this morning there were oral arguments before the Supreme Court in this epic case of Murthy versus Missouri, and the Chief Justice John Roberts pushed back on the argument that government agencies can coerce social media sites into censoring their posts. This is clip six.
If the newspaper declines to run an op-ed because the government asked, that op-ed author can go to any number of other publications and it has an outlet. It's not the same here, because if I'm on Twitter and I wish to express a viewpoint that the government wishes to censor and Twitter bows to that pressure, then I lose my account.
I was just going to say, first, I have no experience coercing anybody. But second, I mean, the government is not monolithic either. I suspect when there's pressure put on one of the platforms or certainly one of the other media outlets, they have people they go to, probably in the government, to say, hey, they're trying to get me to do this, and that person may disagree with what the government's trying to do this. It's not monolithic, and that has to dilute the concept of coercion significantly, doesn't it?
Your Honor, I'm not sure I agree with that, and I guess I'd get back to one of the earlier points I made, which is, you know, whether you call this coercion, if that's the label you attach, you call it encouragement, you call it promotion, you call it inducement, whatever it is, if the government is attempting to abridge the speech rights of a third party, that has to be unconstitutional, because that falls within the plain text of the First Amendment. And so, you know, this is Bantam Books of the 21st century. You haven't had a case with social media platforms like this where third-party speech is so at risk of being censored.
Well, okay, that's Benjamin Aquinaga, who is the Louisiana State Solicitor General. After noting the White House's communications with social media companies over COVID-19, Justice Samuel Alito said he cannot imagine that the White House is taking that same approach with print media. Listen, this is clip five.
Mr. Fletcher, when I read all of the emails exchanged between the White House and other federal officials and Facebook in particular, but also some of the other platforms, and I see that the White House and federal officials are repeatedly saying that Facebook and the federal government should be partners. We're on the same team. Officials are demanding answers. I want an answer. I want it right away. When they're unhappy, they curse them out. There are regular meetings. There is constant pestering of Facebook and some of the other platforms, and they want to have regular meetings, and they suggest, they suggest rules that should be applied, and why don't you tell us everything that you're going to do so we can help you and we can look it over. And I thought, wow, I cannot imagine federal officials taking that approach to the print media, our representatives over there. If you did that to them, what do you think the reaction would be?
And the biggest reaction to any comments made in the oral arguments were to Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, who raised some eyebrows with the use of the term hamstrings. She talked about the First Amendment hamstringing government. Listen.
Justice Jackson?
So my biggest concern is that your view has the First Amendment hamstringing the government in significant ways in the most important time periods. I mean, what would you have the government do? I've heard you say a couple times that the government can post its own speech, but in my hypothetical, you know, kids, this is not safe, don't do it, is not going to get it done. And so I guess some might say that the government actually has a duty to take steps to protect the citizens of this country, and you seem to be suggesting that that duty cannot manifest itself in the government encouraging or even pressuring platforms to take down harmful information. So can you help me? Because I'm really worried about that, because you've got the First Amendment operating in an environment of threatening circumstances from the government's perspective, and you're saying that the government can't interact with the source of those problems.
Okay. Meanwhile, as that argument continues, there's more from Peter Navarro just before he goes inside into prison for his term. And he knows exactly who to blame and expresses his fears to the country.
Okay. Think about this. Stripped of all defenses before a jury trial. That's going to happen to him. Democrats in all the jurisdictions he's in. Fannie Willis in Atlanta. The guy in Manhattan, Bragg. And then, of course, Jack Smith at the Department of Injustice, as we like to call it on my side of the fence. So I'm pissed. That's what I'm feeling right now. But I'm also afraid of only one thing. I'm afraid for this country. Because
in any event, he will be protected against some of those fears by his brief prison term. Is Germany protected from the rise of the far right? We will get to that coming up on the MedVed Show. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison. And above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved show, there are pieces everywhere throughout the American press about the rise of the far right in Europe, particularly in Germany, where, of course, it's a particularly sensitive issue. And there's a piece today in the Wall Street Journal by Gerard Baker under the heading, America Isn't Nazi Germany, but it looks a little like 1933. Okay, if America is looking like Nazi Germany, what is Germany looking like? There's a piece in Time magazine. It says, when Sabine Tonke joined a recent demonstration in Berlin against Germany's far-right party, the Alternatives for Deutschland, AfD it's called. It was the first time in years she felt hopeful that the growing power of extremists in her country could be stopped. Tonke, who is 59, had been following the rise of the Alternative for Germany, or AfD, with unease. But when she heard about a plan to deport millions of people, she felt called to action. I never thought such inhuman ideas would be gaining popularity in Germany again, she said. I thought we had learned the lessons from our past. If an election were held today, the AfD would be the second largest party, according to polls. But national polls camouflage an important division. The AfD has disproportionate support in the formerly communist and less prosperous eastern states of Germany. Voters in Germany and across Europe are increasingly empowering far-right nationalist parties who promise to restrict immigration and, in some cases, constrain democratic freedoms of religion, of expression, and of the right to protest. These forces have bubbled up in France, Italy, the Netherlands, and Austria. And today's far right is using similar tactics, says this article, to what the Nazis used. I understand that many people are worn out from all these crises, says Tonke. The coronavirus pandemic, the war in Ukraine, the many migrants, inflation, and that they are afraid that things are going to get worse. But the solutions the AfD offers won't solve any of these problems. Polls show the AfD is the top party in the eastern states of Saxony and Thuringia, with roughly 35% support in each. Both states have elections this fall, along with the eastern state of Brandenburg, where the AfD is also expected to make strong gains. Now, all of this sounds pretty innocent.
and relatively familiar with arguments over expression and immigration and more. But there's this. The AfD's Thuringia branch is particularly radical and was put under official surveillance by the Domestic Intelligence Service 4 years ago as a proven right-wing extremist group. The leader of that group, whose name is Bjorn Hirke, has at various times espoused revisionist views of Germany's Nazi past. In 2018, he called the Holocaust Memorial in Berlin a monument of shame and called for Germany to make a 180-degree turn in the way it remembers its past. The AfD is a nationalist party, he said, and nationalists want to be proud of our history, and anyone who wants to be very proud of German history must, of course, minimize, play down, or even deny the shame of the Nazi crimes in order to be able to tell the story of national greatness. That's actually a statement from Jens Christian Wagner, a historian and the head of the Buchenwald Memorial, a former concentration camp in Thuringia, where the Nazis killed more than 56,000 people. Attacks on the former concentration camp, this is at Buchenwald, have stepped up massively in recent months. Wagner says this is because of the revisionist, anti-Semitic and racist slogans promoted by the AfD. Since January, a wave of protests against the far right has swept across Germany, triggered by a report that right-wing extremists met to discuss the deportation of millions of immigrants, including some with German citizenship. The difficulty that we have right now in working with Germany to try to have a unified NATO policy, and Germany is the biggest economy in NATO other than the United States, and it is a growing military power because they have very wisely, considering the situation with the rise of Putin's Russia and its threats to security for all of NATO, with all of this going on, the idea of a rise of real neo-Nazis who want to minimize and change the whole approach to German history. There are 2.4 million people who have so far joined the anti-AfD protests, which began in mid-January. According to the German Interior Ministry, the organizers of the demonstrations estimate that more than 3.6 million people have participated. This bears further examination, and it's appropriate, fitting into the news, to take a look at one of the movies that was nominated for Best Picture. It actually won important Oscars. It is a film in German with subtitles. The title, The Zone of Interest. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
The Zone of Interest is a stunning film that will certainly get some Oscar attention. That focuses on the real-life commandant of Auschwitz, Rudolf Hess, and his wife and five children, and their attempt to create a sheltered dream life just outside of the walls of the death camp during World War II. The distinguished German actors Christian Friedel and Sandra Hüller play the Nazi operative and his pampered, shallow wife, with their dialogue translated in subtitles. But the most important thing you hear in the movie is not dialogue, it's the eerie sounds of pain, suffering, and death that provide an unseen background during the harrowing course of the film. This is an unforgettable invocation of the idea that even in the midst of the greatest crime in human history, people struggle to pretend that everything is normal and in fact honorable. It's rated PG-13 for the shadow of atrocities that are never directly dramatized. 3.5 stars for The Zone of Interest. And it did win an Oscar for the best sound, because the sounds of suffering and real terror, which are heard in the distance from the Auschwitz death camp, those sounds are unforgettable and evocative, and again won that particular Oscar. Coming up next time, speaking of not a movie, but a piece of propaganda, it turns out that the largest hospital in Gaza, which people have heard lots about, has now been definitively exposed as a Hamas hideout. And what does that mean? And how was it done? We will get to that. Speaking about how it was done, there's been so much conversation about the limits of what AI can do. And there is now a new service that is like ChatGPT for creating songs. So what do the songs sound like that are simply with lyrics and a melody, but they're created by machines? We will play some of those AI musical offerings next time on the Medved Show. We'll also take a look later this week at the Oregon drug decriminalization. Everybody knows now that it was an abject failure and an embarrassing failure. But what was the problem behind that failure? It was actually a misunderstanding of the nature of addiction. And the New York Times is reporting that birth rates are falling worldwide, and the left and the right see this development very differently. What's the essence of that difference? Well, let me put it to you this way. The right is right on this one, for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, old man. Yeah, you, baby boomer. Are you feeling tired, run down, old, have aches and pains? Do you have a lack of energy that you once had in your youth? Carbon 60 is a new technology to help you restore your youth. Now, this is not hype or a gimmick. You see, Carbon 60 detoxifies you at the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. The results reported with energy, health, and vitality are nothing short of miraculous. In short order, you'll notice a difference in a few days. It's not a drug, it's carbon. Give us a call at Greska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.